Okay. Okay, so continuing in it's stuck on my six suffering. So the question is like this. This is what we're going to deal with today. Are you allowed to use my six suffering money to pay for fertility treatments to Mekayim per revu? And that's basically the question. You know, what is the status of the... Is it a, in other words, if somebody can't have children in a regular manner and has to do different types of treatments and things like that, which could be very, very expensive. I know somebody who, the girl at birth, they knew that she was not had a you know, what do they call it, Turner syndrome, you know, the eggs weren't going to be proper. And the parents, you know, were saving up money since she was a child to be able to pay for, and Baruch Hashem, you know, she found, that's a big miracle. She found somebody who was willing to marry her, who was, which is not a simple thing. Find someone who will marry her, and Baruch Hashem, it wasn't easy, but they have children, more than one child, through egg donor, and these are very expensive, expensive things. So let's talk a little bit about that. And first let's discuss the mitzvah of Peruvu. What is this mitzvah? Because Peruvu is different than any other mitzvah we have in the Torah. Why? Because it's basically out of your control. In other words, any other mitzvah, you want me to shake a lulav, so I'll get a lulav, I'll shake the lulav, no problem. You want me to wear, okay, everything, it costs a little bit, but okay, it's not, but this is totally out of your control. So what kind of mitzvah is such? What's the getter of such a mitzvah? That the Torah gives a mitzvah or a chiyuv that's out of your control. And how do we understand that? And how does that work in the spectrum of mitzvahs in general? So we know the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. Amar Esh Lakish Maidach Siv Hayamuna Sitecha Chotzu Nishuas Chochmas Vadas And Munas are said as Roim, Itechas are said as Moed. Okay. And then the Gemara continues. Amar Rava, Mishosha Machmisim Odom Ludin Horim Osad Vosad Vemurach Vati Gimkor Asakta Beruvu. Periveritia. So what does that mean? Asakta Beperiveritia. That's one of the things that a person is going to be asked when he gets to Shemayim. So there is a Marsha on page 2. The Marsha is Medayik, it's Loshon Asakta, Vlomar Kiyamta. So says the Marsha, Omar Asakta, Vrivir, Vlomar Kiyamta, Peruvu, Vasakta, Lahainu, Lahasi, Yosom, Visom. So the Marsha says it means you facilitated marriages, as Yosef Yisoma couldn't necessarily afford to get married, and you helped her get married. You provided, you were a facilitator. And he says that's a sakta b'fir of your review, because he's saying it must be something. It was the Marshars were, look, you could say differently, but this is what the Marshars say. That it's not Kiyamta, but for someone to explain this Marshar, you mean you're a Shadchen, something like that, and maybe it's also included in this, in this idea, or Yosem Yisoma, because they don't have funds, they don't have means necessarily. Okay, now there's There's another...
Yeah. It's a nice good thing,
it's praiseworthy, but it's not the key of approval. But maybe, in other words, he's saying that if you went to my show, that's not what they're asking you in Shemayim, where you were approval. Just like they're not asking you that you put on tefillin, that you should shake a lulav. So they're not asking you this, but they're asking you, did you help people, you have to help yourself also. You know, so I only help others, I don't, no, you do for yourself too, and you can also do for,
Is adopting a newborn baby not have anything to approve, or?
So that's a discussion, you could look, Rav Mel Shachter wrote once an article about this in the RJJ Journal, Ayn Trump. You know, Megadol Yossi, Megadol Masof Beso, Kiwi Yodo, so, you know, some type of idea there. Okay. So then, back to the question that we talked about before, what is the... what is this mitzvah? There's a Tosas Harid. Okay, I'm in the middle of Shia. I'll call you back after Shia, okay? So there's a Gemara in Kedusha on Daf Chav Tes. Ramulu Menalim Dosev Ayom Al Avram Es Yitzchak Beno. This is nothing to do about Peer Review. This has to do with Bris Milah. Vayomal Avram Es Yitzchak Beno. Heicha Delo Mahale Avua Mechayev Beit Dinam LeMimhale. Yitzir Himolachem Kol Zochar. Heicha Delo Mahale Beit Dinam Mechayev Iyel LeMahale. Nafshin, to see Varel Zohar, Shaloimos, Psaralosu. So he's chayef to give his son a bris milah. And if he can't do it, so then the Bezdin does it, etc. Even on the Lom Chayvin, the Ksiv Kasher Tziva, Oso Lokim, Oso Velo Oso. So, but the woman is not Mechayev to do on Bris Milah. Because it says, Asher Tziva Oso Lokim, Oso Velo Oso. So Tosas has a kasha. Yimtoma Lamali Kra, typically the mitzvah says, Shazman Gramahu. Right? What do you need a pasuk to say that the woman doesn't have a chiyuv in Bris Milah, meaning Bris Milah for her son? But it's a mitzvah says, Shazman Gramah. Milah is only by Yom. Nashim Turas. So Yeshlomer came into Miyom Hashmini v'hal ha'in lahefseik l'azman grama. Okay, so he gives a teretz. Maybe there's a shita that holds that after Yom Shmini it's Miyom Shlomer is no hegs be Miyom Meimalayim, even though we don't hold that way. But that's the shaila. So there's a teretz from the Tosas Rid on page 4. That's it. So he gives a different teretz. So the Tosas Rid says, even though the Lord Chayv the Chsiv Kasher Tziva Oso Lokim Oso Bolo Oso. He Kasher Mai Yisrachu Lekra Tepuk Lei Dehava Lami the Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Same Kasher. So he says, so he gives a different teretz. What's his teretz? So he says, "No kash. She'en ha'yom kavu v'yadu. Shem Hashem came b'yom shmini shel mila. Well, zeh she'en mitzvahs mila v'leges v'layla b'yom kash shedu mitzvahs tzitzis. Shuvah hechi amin mitzvahs hesh hashem zman gram noshim turos hani mila mitzvah detalya begufu v'hein a mitzuva el zman yadua. Lo b'chol zman. Well, mitzvah lo talya begufu gan lo mos b'no afakam de mila saben yesh lo zman nehida kavu hazman leben animo." Avav shetivo habor l'sasek b'milas b'no ha'esek ahu ein lo zman. He says, in other words, what's the father's chiyuv? The father's chiyuv is not necessarily to do the cutting. The father's chiyuv is to be involved to make sure that the milah takes place. That's what he says. That's the Tosfos read. Avav shetivo habor l'sasek b'milas b'no. So he says, as Pasha Pshat, we learn the Chiyuv of Mila is the actual cutting. So he says, no, Mila, Chiyuv of Mila is just to make sure you take care of everything necessary. Hiring the Moel, if you can't do it yourself, getting the Mila things to, you know, the gauze, the whatever it requires, and that's the Chiyuv. And that is Bein Bayom Bein Malayla, as we know. You know, that's the first thing you do when you have a boy, right away you call the Moel, or else you'll get, I once told this to a Talmud of mine. I told him, you gotta call right away, or else someone else will, and he didn't listen to me. And you know what happened? Someone else got to the Moel before him. And who was that? Me. That was the story. So he got the, I took the casting father, he took the son. So we all got it. Good story. Well, so that's the Tosfos Rid. So this Tosfos Rid, as you'll see, based on what we're going to see from Rav Moshe and Rabbi Cinnamon and others, that maybe the same thing, there was Asik, the Asik of Mila is the mitzvah. So maybe Peruvu, maybe the Asik of the mitzvah is the Chiyuv. In other words, so whatever Asik you need, if Baruch Hashem, you have regular, normal conditions. So the Asik is through the Vila. If, unfortunately, there are complications, so then the Asik could be through IVF, RUI, donor, different other type of Asik. In other words, I wanted to borrow this concept of the Tosfos Rid that he put by Mila, and especially it works well. This is not my chid. I'll show you who says the various things, because that's and another pshat, as we'll see. Rabbi Cinnamon has another pshat in Asakta, Asakta B'Puravu, other than the Marshal. I mean, why? Whereas with the Chiyuv is the Asek, just like the Tosfos Rid said that the Chiyuv is the Asek of the Mila, even though I'm not going to be doing the Mila necessarily. And according to this, you wouldn't necessarily have to appoint a Shliach. I mean, some people have no way they appoint the Moel as a Shliach, because it's not necessarily, your Chiv is the Saskos. I mean, that's the Tosfos Rid.
So if that's the Chiv, then we cannot use Masa.
Oh, right. So that's what we're leading up to that. But that's what we're going to lead up to. We'll see. I mean, we're getting there. We're not there yet.
But maybe it's not like to remove. Maybe the only is after the Torah's Machayim.
Oh, we're going to get to that too. We're going to get to that too. Okay, just give me a second. We're going to get to everything. Okay. So,
for a step further, we said later. Earlier we said
Asek
is one thing and Q is another.
Right.
We asked them about Asek for Shemayim. Now we say they're really the same.
Right. We're saying that's, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now we're saying, in other words, if you want to use that, you sowed that the Tosas Ritz said by Mila and apply it to Peruvu, then that the key is the, I mean, the Asik is what the, I mean, the kiyum is when it comes to fruition, but the asik is the chiv, is what you have to do.
There's no guarantees, there's no guarantees.
There's no guarantees. Even if you do all these things, there's
still a
chiv. Yeah. Oh, so that's what I would show you. In the Mishnah in Yevamos on page 5. He says, "Lo yivatal adam mi piri v'rivya." Elokin Yeshua Bodim Beshami Om Shnei Zacharim. Beshami says to Zacharim, Vesil Omim Zachar Unakeva. Okay, so that's, we normally assume that's Yimikayim the Mitzvah, with, according to Beshami, with two males, and according to Vesil, a male and a female. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, as a tshuva in Igros Moshe. Right, exactly. Refrain until. Right, which sounds like the vort that some say about Adon Lo Yada. That Adon Lo Yada, someone says, is a poter. Does he have a chiv to drink? And keep drinking. And Adon Lo Yada is not the mitzvah. It's then, when Adon Lo Yada now, that's now you're potter. So the same thing over here. In other words, he has a chiv to be boiled, and then when is he potter? When he has that. Then there could be other chiyuvim, but mitzad the peruvu. So first here in the tshuva, he quotes the Milchas Chinuch that says, that has a whole discussion about, you know, is there Mitzvah b'avera, right? Because the Ramora writes, even if you have a mamzer, you mekayim peruvu with a son that's a mamzer. So the question is, why isn't that a mitzvah b'avera? He was boil somebody who's not allowed to be boil, and he has a child, maybe has two children, whatever. So the Ramora says you mekayim peruvu with a ben a mamzer. So the shayla. That Milchas Chinuch deals with, isn't it, Mitzvah b'Avera? So the Milchas Chinuch says that, no, because the Mitzvah is not, here the Mitzvah is not the Maisa. Mitzvah b'Avera is only do if you do a Maisa. Here the Mitzvah is the result-oriented. So the Maisa, result-oriented, you have the requisite amount of kids. So therefore there's no Mitzvah b'Avera, because it's not, I can't eat matzah that's stolen, was there I'm doing a maisa. But here, that's the big yisod that the Milchas Chinuch says. So Rav Moshe doesn't like the Milchas Chinuch on page 8. He says, "Vani is likely that she's a Torah for Pshitus. Tavshal mustaber loma ke Milchas Chinuch. Shemitzvah." He says it's not mistaber to say that, like the Milchas Chinuch, that the mitzvah is not the maisa. Aval maisa should mistaber peruvu ein halodus bottom zeina b'yodo. So Moshe said, yeah. So there is the maisa is the biyula. That's the mitzvah. Is the maisa, not like the Milchas Chinuch. But because you can't say that the mitzvah is having children, because you can't control that. Because that ein b'yodo ala mitzvah v'chiv. And that Raya is because of Bambasa W. Gimel that we did many years ago, January 1st, 9 Shom. I just met the fellow at a wedding last week. He said, he just sat in that day, a long time ago, when we learned Bambasa 20, the Danowitz. 23, so I just met this. Okay. 23 years ago we were learning this sugya here. So the Rav Moshe says that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be boiled. And so theoretically, if a person is doing this, his whole life, even though in the end he didn't have any children. So he wasn't mevatel the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is just to do the mitzvah that could lead to it. So that's because he says you can't say that the mitzvah is having the children. That's sort of like the poter. In other words, once you have the children, then okay, there could be other chiyuvim that a man has to have to his wife, of owner, things like that, that have nothing to do with procreating. But mitzad, the mitzvah of peruvu, is just to be boil until you have that two kids, you know, and then you fulfill the mitzvah. Then there could be other things, there could be mitzvah owner, but the mitzad peruvu per se, that's the mitzvah. So that's what Ramosha writes. But the mitzvah is not having the children, because you can't mechayev somebody to be boil, because that he could do. But you can't mechayev somebody to have the children, because that's up. Right, the different things that could happen to people that are. You see, any mitzvah you could. Any mitzvah pri derech hateva is you can do. I mean, a person, you know, could not have a hand, and then he won't be able to take lulav.
Yeah.
Right, but I guess. It's right. You're right. In a sense, you're right. But on the other hand, it's a little bit.
It's built in.
What? It's built in.
You
can be more. Yeah. You say no kind of control. Okay. What you're saying is okay. So
if it's on the man and the woman being first, you know, in this case that's probably control
ever. Right. Oh. So I want to show you on page 17, this is an article I wrote in the Beit Yitzchak several years ago. In the last paragraph, it says, "Hey, Matzatim Kuntres Masamchei Leiv." Rabbi Gamliel David Cinnamon, Kuntres Masamchei Leiv, page 17, second arrow. So after he quotes the Rav Moshe, he says, "Shabir Inyan Hanal Api Divrei Yeshuti Gros Moshe." The Rav Moshe says, "Meshitas Rav Moshe," you could say that what I just told you before. That's coming from this. That. What's the lashon asakta b'peruvu? So according to Rav Moshe, it's very good, because all you have to do is be osik. It's not about being, you know, the fruition, which the Mechas Chinuch says that's the whole mitzvah. He says no, that's not the whole mitzvah. The mitzvah is the be'ilah. That's what you have to. That's what you're going to be asked. Asakta b'peruvirivya. Amar Rav Shasha Machnisim Adam Ladin Omrim Lo. 2 lines on the bottom, page 17. Asakta b'peruvu. Tzarechim loshon asakta l'choyah tzarech lo mekiyamta. V'fi Rav Moshe haloshon asakta shapir shehu al hishtadlus lifros glirbos shezeh
ha-mitzvah. How does the Rambam call the mitzvah? I mean, difficult being to say ha-mitzvah, but it's not
mitzvah. How did he, when the Sefer ha-mitzvahs or...
Yeah, so
you could get some Sefer Mitzvahs, and Sefer Mitzvahs is difficult because there's no order to the Sefer Mitzvahs.
Well, for
the Mitzvahs. Yeah, so I don't know. You gotta get a Sefer.
And also, it's written in Arabic, and how
much
you
can do the diaphragm translation. Yeah. Right. But, yeah. So that's, but that's what he wants to say. This fellow David Sinderman and his kuntres Masam Chaylev to answer. To answer Rav Moshe's, you know, and that's the Milchus Chinuch, but the Milchus Chinuch said it's all result oriented. We're result oriented. I'm going to give it to someone to look through. Because the mice, as I told you, the flop, or you can do a search. No. Because the problem with the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam is not in order. You see, if you look at this in the Sefer Chinuch, then you look right away and you find it's Mitzvah Aleph. In the Rambam, it, okay. So he's looking. If you do a search in between the two, you hopefully you'll find it. Okay. But on page 18, then I say, after this, I say the Tosas Rid. And then I use that Tosas Rid based to... Reshid Reis, okay. Reshid Reis. Okay, I'll find it. So then I quote the Tosas Rid and basically use that Tosas Rid to say, you know, the same idea as said over here. Okay. So, yeah, but now let's read the Lashon here. Reshid Reis. Hey, Mitzvah, he should tivado lifros velirbos. V'l'chavim v'kayim hamid. Zosi Mitzvah Pir v'rivya. Lifros velirbos. It's not the best lashon for our purposes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you look at it. Okay. Right. So that's okay. So now the question is what was raised before is so there obviously there are different ways of being Mekayim Pururu if you can't do it the regular way. So obviously one way would be to use the husband's Zera and just to put it inside his wife, right? And another way would, you know, what's called, Bismanazet's called RUI. It used to be called, you know, artificial insemination. Now it's called RUI. Or to do IVF, to take the egg out, to take his zera, and to do it. That used to be called test tube baby. That's called IVF today. And then implant it in her. And then you have other ways of doing, namely getting somebody else's egg. And because the woman's egg is not fertile, so get an egg from another woman, and you have egg donors. And, so that's the situation I've told you, that I was involved in the egg donor. And then I'll talk to you about the discussion whether you do it from a yid, or do it from a guy.
For Moshe, even the first two, where you know, the husband is the father and the wife is the mother, maybe a problem is
Right. Some want to say that maybe you weren't Mekayim Peruvu, even if you do it through IUI or IVF, because it's not Derech Bila. There are some that say like that. So, right. So, but I'm more of the opinion, you know, that if it's right, in other words, was called the Gemara Sabra Babatia. That's a discussion of the poskim whether you have a kind of peruvu if she say the man his zera was in the pool of water, and then she went in that same pool of water. If you know the Gemara has that case, and say she got pregnant somehow. So it was a discussion in the postgame whether you Mekayim, you know, this is all in the beginning of Ebenezer, whether you Mekayim Peruvu or not. So some say not, because, like you said, right, if it's a din in the Bila. I think I'm more noted to say that you are Mekayim, that you don't need a Maisa Bila, and even Ramosha is just telling you the normal way of doing it. And then the question is, and this is the question that you were both talking about before, is there a chiyuv to go in other avenues if you can't do it the normal way? Do we say you can't do it the normal way, so that's it, you're potter. You know, mechuyev to do all these other kutzen, even though, you know, we say that to mekayim a mitzvah essay, you have to, we'll talk, give chomesh to, you know, after chomesh, you know, a fifth of your income, your earnings, to mekayim a mitzvah essay, so that may, you know, so do we say that that's, or do we say no, that this is, so that is a very fundamental question of, like, there was Bizman Azeh, that we have other ways of becoming pregnant, not through just the regular Maisabriya. Would it behoove a man to say that, okay, I have a Chi of Peruvu, and I can't, my wife is not able, so am I? Do I have a chiyuv now to go ahead and get an egg donor? And the same thing, the other question also is, whether are you allowed to marry such a woman, lachatila, knowing that she can't have children? Or is that considered to be a mavatel, a mitzvah's essay? In other words, knowing she's going to have children, but al das, that you're going to get an egg donor. Is that a proper thing to do or not? Obviously, from the girl's perspective, if she's in this situation, obviously she would want someone to marry her. You know, obviously, you can't fault somebody who wouldn't want to marry her, because you know, that's why I'm convinced HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, this is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, the Gemara says, the Medrash says, that Hashem created the world in 6 days, and what is he doing the rest of the time? He's mezavig zivugim. That's what he's doing. That's his main preoccupation. And they say, others say, it doesn't only mean husband and wife, but it means, you know, which rav should be the rav of this shul, which, you know, other types of shiduchim that need to be made, and who should run this corporation, who should be that. So this is, I have no question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan, that there should be some men out there that are willing to do this. You know, so that, you know, that this part of the, you know, or else, you know. Oh, so the kids are Azoi. So Rabbi Asher Weiss, in his Sefer Milchas Asher, he says, from page 10. So he writes, what along the lines of what Rabbi Tuckman was saying, that he says all this of getting pregnant, like IVF and things that are outside the body, on page 10, third line, left side, Be'emes ein ze b'chlal chiyuv mitzvos peruvu. Deicho v'sa mitzvah el ha'mais ha'tivi, sheish b'yad ha'odem lasos. Ha'va m'igir adin einu mitzuvah l'satzeg ben tzoyim b'chudoshim, she'enim tiviyim k'gonda. He feels that there's no obligation to do things that are put with derech ha'teva. That's his general, whatever. That's going to be other things also. He's very into, the Torah speaks about the, you know, the derech ha'teva. So, Mela. Yeah. He says, but on the other hand, he says, even though it's not a chiyuv, yesh was a mitzvah peruvu, and that's and therefore people, you know, should be encouraged to.
And they can do the meiser.
So according to this, so we're going to see Rabbi Harfinus on page 11 in the Vayivarch David. He says, question, literally my six sofen ba'ad chevras bone olam. Umahu b'shvil atzma. We know Bone Olam is an organization that helps people financially with these things. They have their standards of what they'll allow, what they won't allow, you know, to get funded. If it's not something that's on their things that they'll allow, then they're not going to give money for it. So the question is, Tom, can you just give a donation to Bonnet Olam for this? And number two, what if it's the your personal need? So Rabbi Harfinus writes, B'shvil acherim v'adei mutter. Because you're helping a good cause. So that's if you assume you could do it for a mitzvah. And even if you want to say that it's only for niyim, you know what he writes? Mustaber du b'chval de machsor asher yachsolo. It's just like there's a concept of de machsor. In other words, if you can't afford, so you're not an ani. But you still doesn't mean you can afford these treatments, these procedures. So maybe even so, that's Rav Harfinus's cop. That even if you want to say that it's only faniyim, but you can't afford these things, so you're an oni legabe this, and maybe that would be. So then he says that it will depend upon this is what you just suggested. So if you give it for the other person, for the organization, so then. And then he says that that's a safta for a room. So he says that, so that's, you know, he quotes the Marsha about Shiduchim. And he says, and a safta also, you know, you help Bode Olam, maybe that's also. And then he says.
For my.
Right. And then he says, well, but if you need it for yourself, so then it's totally on whether this type of thing is a chiyuv or not. That's what he says. The next paragraph. Urogeya. Vitro, Mishriel Hatzmo, Mimos Mansi, Keshlayan, Mishtadlo Zeth, Uchiyuvis, Michal Mitzah Puravu, Moshe Machoy, Lisa Isha. Basbanim, Kaimitz Burvu, Odilva, who potter, Mishtadlus there, the onus Rapporta Patri, and therefore it's no chiyuv, it's just best maybe a mitzvah, and then according to the Shitas, whatever, you then maybe it would be more that you would be able to use Maisa
Mani. I mean, if you use the Maisa for human kind of Maisa.
Right.
Or even if you're, there's no fees to do it.
Right. Right.
Right,
exactly. Right.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, and this is, I mean, this has a lot of ramifications, like Gabby, other things of, you know, keeping people alive, and, you know, to what degree does the Torah, the Chayiv, want to use methods that are not Talpi, you know, the Gabi feeding tubes, the other things that, in other words, he's saying a svara, Rav Asher Weiss, but I don't know if it's, you know, you could say another, you could say the account is svara as well. I don't think that maybe there is a chiv. I mean, if you assume, you know, part of the discussion is what type of egg do you get? So there's some rabbanim that want to dafka get goyish eggs. This way you'll do a geirus, and then there won't be any problem of yuchsin. But I followed Rav David Cohen dealing with this, and he dafka wants a Jewish egg from a single woman. As I quote here on page, take a look on page 22. On the second paragraph, Chayesh mevucha gadol v'mekabel beitza dafke migoya v'shuv lasos giyor. Right? Odilma yish lekabel beitza dafke mihudas pnuya. Vodina shamati me. Yes, so Reb Dov Cohen. But Reb Dov Cohen told me in the next paragraph. Menugel shel manal yishay labanim. So Reb Dov Cohen is very stark. And I'm also into this. Dafka mihudas pnuya. Dafka mihudas pnuya, because he holds like this. If you don't get a Jewish egg, so then you're not going to be mekayim peruvu. Because basically, like Rav David Feinstein said, you're going to have to do a gear. In other words, Rav David Feinstein said, we're machmir, if either the carrier or the egg was not Jewish, then we're going to do a gear. So once you're doing a gear, so then the kid is not related to you. So then you're not mekayim peruvu. So Rav David Cohen thought it's only mutter to have hotzah zera for the man if, as a result of his hotzah zera, he potentially has a kiyum of peruvu. But if he doesn't get peruvu, he doesn't think maybe it's proper to be motzi zera. One could argue with that and say maybe just now it's a tzarech, you know, that he wants to raise a child, and maybe that should be good enough. But he thought, if you're not getting the pristine mitzvah, then you shouldn't. But he wants also to have a single woman. So it's interesting. The case I dealt with is very fascinating. She was this woman who agreed to give the egg to this other lady that I was dealing with, was married to a goy. So David Cohen said to me, yeah, but that's called single, al pi halacha. So we got a bunch of eggs from her, and we were able to get a child from that. And then they wanted to get more eggs, but then she got divorced from the guy, and now she was engaged to a Jew, so we had a rush to get the eggs before they got married. So it was an interesting situation. So we got the second set of eggs before she got married to her second husband. This one was going to be, so it was good, now she's marrying a Jew. But it was, you know, we therefore had to rush the retrieval. So it shouldn't, yeah. And but this is a general, you know, this question of with this Rav Asher Weiss thing is a big question about, like, how do we mandate halacha based on new things that we have today that they didn't have then? Do we say, well, they didn't have it then, so then, so therefore, what do we say? No, but now we do have it, so that's part of our chiyuv today. In other words, what he said is a possibility, it's a svara, But you could, there's a counter svar also that I think is reasonable, and then I would assume there is a chiyuv, if you're, you know, and then once there is a chiyuv, you know, Reb David, when I was discussing this, Reb David Cohen, so he held that you know, who gave them the heter to get married in the first place? Because he wouldn't have necessarily given them the heter to get married if the man knew, and everyone was up front. No one was cheating anyone, lying. Everyone was up front, and he got a heter. I wasn't involved in that part of this, you know, because, you know, they got the heter, so then I only dealt with it after they were already married and this. So now it's, so I would say to Rav Dov Cohen, it's irrelevant because you know, like the heter. Well, in other words, but he was willing to say, once now they're in the situation, they, Rabbi First from Chicago, I had another Talmud, he told me, Rabbi Shmuel First from Chicago, he thought that, no, if you want to marry this girl, you have a right to marry her, even though she can't have children, with the intent that you're going to get a donor egg, that you could even do that in l'chadchila. Whereas Rav Dov Cohen thought it's not right to do it in l'chadchila. So once you're in the situation, yeah, so how is it going to work? You know, so that's why you, right, so you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have someone who's not going to ask Rav Dov Cohen to Shaila. and that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. He makes, you know, and you know,
so when they make a Mishpacha for that child, it's been which mother?
Oh, which mother? Yeah, so that's also, so yeah, so I think, you know, I am a big Rav Kilov person, so therefore he's a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael and Merkaz Arav. So he holds that if she's Jewish, then they're both, if you have a Jewish egg and a Jewish carrier, they'll both be the mother. So might as well make it then the mother who she's going to be connected to.
But if the donor has a child from another man, then we have issues maybe with the...
Yeah, but another man is a... Yeah, that's another thing with the man. I was involved in that. I'm now involved in another case of that, where the man can't have children and they have to go to rely on Reb Moshe. There, Reb Moshe Dafka wants a Goyisha sperm. But in Lomdus it's fascinating. In life it's heart-wrenching when a person has it. But imagine if you didn't have these options, and you know, and in some communities they don't allow it, and some people from these communities come to other communities where they do allow it, because in certain communities it's more of a stigma to not have children or to have not have, you know, and it becomes a very sticky thing.
The shita that holds that you can use both mitzvahs to nukai mitzvahs they wouldn't have been able to nukai otherwise, that's only if those mitzvahs are not chiyuvim.
Right. We discussed that, but right.
Even though you can't do it anyway.
Right.
Without the most mitzvahs.
Right. Okay. So this is the discussion. Okay, there's the same continue tomorrow.